Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
This is the Sloppy Joes.
Really?
Where are we? We're in New Jersey.
/New York.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Oh, it's a stressful one, isn't it?
We're recording sort of ad hoc. What is ad hoc the word?
I don't really know what ad hoc means.
No, that's ad hog.
Yeah.
A hog's a pig.
Yeah, no, but a hawk is a ham hock, which is also a pig.
Oh.
So anyway, if you're ever making a soup and I say ad hoc, you're popping a little ham in there anyway. So ad hoc and ad hog.
This is
actually mean the same
this
thing.
This is a hawk. Roast,
yeah,
sort of. I'm trying to think of the words that meats get cooked in.
Oh, I don't know.
A broiled podcast.
Yeah,
live from New Jersey, which I be honest with you, I just thought was a city in New York.
Yeah, I mean it's
its own place, isn't it?
Yeah, New Jersey, famous obviously for The Sopranos.
Yeah,
famous for the boss Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
famous for the boss of everyone who works in New Jersey because their
course.
Boss lives here probably.
Yeah,
but other than that, the best thing about New Jersey is the view of New York.
It really is.
And I hate to say that, New Jersey, I'm very sorry anyone who's from New Jersey, but from what I've seen so far, it's a lot of roads, industrial estates,
yeah,
and a view of New York.
It is, yeah, it's sort of the brother that didn't get the love from the parents it deserved.
And to bring in our illustrious producer, I would say New York is to Newcastle what Sunderland is to New Jersey.
Wow.
And with that, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Ethan James!
Look. Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks, Joe.
I saw in the last podcast, Ethan, you cut some of the stuff out you said about Sunderland. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. What
happened? There was a very abrasive cut when Ethan started talking about Sunderland. Like a couple of quotes were chopped out.
They just sliced out some of your slander.
I can't quite remember, but there is some things in these podcasts where we feel could cancel me or make me look like a bad person.
Yeah, so, and then there's something like
Ethan's got some very
some
radical opinions.
Like, a text we got saying I'm going to leave the ketamine joke in,
yeah,
which I guess he's not asking.
But it was
me.
A
you
joke.
Cancelled,
after
he?
All, wasn't it? It was a joke.
Can I just say,
yeah,
it's fucking boiling.
Yeah,
I am a sweaty mess. Is it weird to think I feel like New York's a winter city? And I've never been here in the heat. I've been here twice before, both for Christmas time.
Why do you think it's a winter city? What do you even?
Because
what does
I think
that even
of
mean,
Elf,
really? Right?
I think of The Day After Tomorrow. Very cold during that film.
Yeah,
famously
isn't that nuclear
so.
Winter?
Yeah, unfortunately for some, many died. I think of Hold on, budget, get right in the
special
middle.
Special
guest of the Sloppy Joes for the first time, Zed McCauley.
In our mics, you bastards.
What have you
got? We simply are, yeah.
What have you got in your cup?
A little bit of whiskey.
What are you thinking of New Jersey?
Oh, mate, I think New Jersey's better than New York.
Why are you saying that?
See, we've
feel like I'm in a Sopranos episode.
There you go.
It's so amazing. It's not as beautiful, sexy,
yeah,
or
no,
anything, but just driving around and seeing, like, just the New Jersey Turnpike.
Do you love Sopranos so much?
It'd probably be one of my mastermind topics.
Really?
Man United or Sopranos.
Okay.
Is there any of a crossover at any point?
Oh.
No.
No.
But do you know Dwight Schrute is a Man United fan?
What, from?
Ryan Wilson.
The Office.
The Office.
I don't know why I forgot the word.
The Oasis.
Yeah, The Office.
We're talking about how hot it is, but you're rocking two layers.
I know. You know what it is? I don't like wearing this shirt buttoned up.
Why? It's a really nice shirt, that.
Open shirt.
Should we talk a bit about some of the food we've had?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Turtle's Head. What is your favourite saying for if you need a poo, by the way, quickly? Turtle's Head.
What I do. Me and my brother say, need a shit. You know where that's from, though? Snatch. You know when Mickey, you know Brad Pitt's character?
Yeah.
He's lying down and he's drunk. Yeah. And they're asking him, like, is he fit to fight or what? And they're, like, worried. And then he sits up really quickly and goes, need a shirt.
And he's watched that. What do you like?
I just say it's banging on the door.
Yeah.
That's all I ever say. It's not great. It's not particularly witty.
Griller's finger.
Oof.
No.
I don't
That's
look.
Very descriptive.
That's I don't good mind one. It, actually.
What are you doing? Why are you twisting?
I don't know. I just love this handheld thing. Can we talk food then?
Yeah.
It's our favourite thing to talk about. We went to a pasta restaurant. No, night one, you had burrata. Your 9 out of 10 club is burrata, isn't it?
I love a burrata.
What is it about?
Burrata, a bruschetta. Perfect starters.
What?
And
what,
some gabagool and that. You know,
what
some
actually
cold,
is...
like cured meats.
What actually is a burrata? Because
it's like a creamy cheese, isn't it?
But it's like mozzarella if it hadn't set yet, almost, isn't it?
But like some, sort of, like the first, remember the first burrata we got on this trip?
Yeah.
It was a bit solid in the middle. It was a bit weird, remember?
The
second one was better.
If mozzarella is a bull, what is burrata? That's where it comes from, isn't it? A buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo mozzarella. It's buffalo. It comes from
It's not from the bull, though. Right. You just said the bull, though.
All right, sorry, so the
obviously
buff.
It's not from the bull,
the
is
buff,
it?
The buffalo.
The bulf.
The bulf. It's the bulf.
There's no such word as a bulf, obviously, and you know that.
I'm sorry, we're drinking Adam McCullough-style whiskey and Coke, so I feel like I'm a little bit tipsy.
I think
you
they both...
have a conversation, I'm just going to say.
Where's burrata?
They both come from the same animal. I think it's the process of the milkery.
But couldn't you have a burrata... I've just realised I've just jumped in and I said over. Couldn't you have a burrata with cow's milk?
Yeah, probably.
Could you?
You
want mozzarella with cow's milk?
You couldn't be confident with that, I don't think.
Could surely it's just a technique.
What did
you
just say
it.
Then?
Couldn't you have mozzarella with cow's milk?
Yeah, but that's every cheese, isn't it?
It's bull's milk.
But that's like cottage cheese or whatever. That is. Yeah.
Stop.
No. The cottage cheese is famously goats, isn't it?
No, cottage cheese isn't goats.
Right.
Oh,
no, goat.
Let's go back.
Goats.
Joe McGrath, your journey to New York, please.
Awful. Oh, fuck
this
me.
This is what I need to hear from
7 hours of this man who I sat next to would wake up.
Yeah.
He'd fall asleep straight away before we took off. And he'd wake up and he'd start an action film. 5 minutes in, out like a light.
Gone.
And then we were on the two-seaters and he was hogging the middle lane.
Oh.
And it was like a nightmare. I was like, move over, please. But he was asleep.
What kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person that will say it or just passively, aggressively... move their arms.
I think we all know the answer to that question, don't we?
Passive,
you wait till he goes to the toilet.
Yeah. What was weird is it was very much both our skins were like touching a little bit. So I put my pillow there and then slowly tried to push him off. Which
you pushed him off.
I pushed him off. I pulled him off.
The one that you share, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember once me and this guy had an issue where I was dominating the back half of it.
Oof. Dominating the front half.
Jesus
Christ. And then he's got the front half.
It's been a while since I dominated the back half of anything, I'll be honest. And maybe that's why we're all getting a little bit angsty on this trip.
Yeah, everyone just needs to wank more.
Yeah.
Well, there was one point last night where I was a little bit drunk where there's a little crack in my window.
I bet there was.
And I just thought, wouldn't it be funny if it just went outside of it?
Really?
Stolen from the Fellas podcast. So, apologies.
Oh, I thought you meant me jizzing out of a window.
No, but... you reckon you've had more beers than wanks?
Great question. Sometimes you can have, what, 6 or 7 beers a day? No, yeah, when you're on a night out.
When you were a kid, though, you had 6 or 7 wanks a day.
Ethan, what have you had more?
He's had, I think, go on.
I don't think he's had enough wanks on his trip.
I'm yet to have a wank in this trip. Yeah. Right. Probably be.
We're gonna...
Do you want to let my room for an hour?
Do I want to do what?
Before we check out, though, obviously, not before I go to sleep.
Yeah, we call it the bust box, and we all take turns in Adam's room before we go. Like some sort of, like, what is it, animal husbandry exercise, where we all get 20 minutes in his room, in an increasingly humid
sometimes,
and smelly room.
20 minutes, sometimes I'm done before the fucking video starts.
Yeah. You're still clicking... open incognito tab.
Yeah.
By the time it's
I'm still right pressing you, skip.
You don't care anymore.
Pardon?
You're not clicking incognito anymore.
No, I am clicking incognito. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sometimes done by the live Jasmine advert.
Haven't we all been done by
Poker 888?
This is the most sort of gaudy and vulgar that we've ever been.
Because I've got something to say.
What is this? Reflection of me?
No, it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of being in the United States, I think.
Yeah. Can I say, on the plane, unfortunately, someone had a medical emergency, which, by the way, the pilot was dead open about. He was like, oh, someone's had a couple of seizures at the back.
Get exclusive out of this. Yeah. All right. You tell your story, I'll tell mine.
He went, oh, sorry, someone's just had a couple of seizures at the back. Dead open with what's
couple
up with
him. Couple of seizures?
Yeah, a couple of seizures. Have we got any nurses or doctors on board? And I've never felt, Joe, so... down about what I do. I could offer nothing.
No.
Maybe cheer him up at the end with a couple of jokes. Well, that was it.
Yeah.
And that's
alright. Yeah.
Yeah, considering it was a kid.
Yeah. A Ziploc bag full of honey glazed wings.
A, like, an epileptic kind of seizure where they have them regularly, they just have to manage them? Or was it a, oh my fuck?
I unfortunately think it's never happened before to this kid. Okay. What makes you think that? Because there was that panic that the mum wasn't expecting it.
Right.
I mean, I was earwigging a little bit. Yeah, it was a kid. Awful.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But still alive, unlike the story you're about to tell.
Hold the mic.
Yeah, so I was coming back from Malta once.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I got out of there. coming back from Malta, great place. And on the way back, we were flying to Birmingham. And I was sitting near the front. You know, cheeky Ryanair priority and that. So I was near the front and I just had my headphones in and, you know, they have noise cancellation. I can't hear anything. Happy days. But I've seen about two or three air hostesses not go back, rush back. And then one's rush forward and grab the thing and rush back, you know, the defib. So then I'm like, oh my God, something's going on. So I've had a little peer over my shoulder and I've seen...
Because there's not really like any recreational use for a defib.
Yeah, no, there isn't.
If it's out of the box, it's because something's kicked off.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we're just going to try and get some chicken fillets cooked.
But he was window seat.
Do you know what I mean? Let's try and...
how many zaps should you be able to take?
That's a great question. Ethan James, how many zaps of a defibrillator do you think it would take to cook a chicken breast throughout?
Oh, well, if you think about it making contact with the human skin, it doesn't exactly cook it straight away.
It can sizzle. It can tend to sizzle.
Okay.
There are some sizzling effects.
Right, okay.
So just take a guess.
I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think...
Because I've seen a YouTube video of a device that slaps a chicken breast cooked. Have you seen that?
That's unbelievable.
It's like on a rotating wheel and it slaps a chicken breast so many times that it creates enough heat energy through the impact... That it actually cooks it to 60 degrees.
Just cook the outside.
No, there's a central thermometer in there, and when the centre gets 60 centigrade Celsius.
Oh, Celsius.
Ah! When it gets to 60 centigrade, by the way, centigrade or Celsius?
Centigrade.
Celsius. So, Ethan, back to you. You've run the numbers, you've used your beautiful mind to work out how many zaps of a defib you think it would take to cook a chicken breast.
I'm gonna say to make sure it's all right. I'll just say a solid like 35.
Yeah, I like that.
Is it marinated?
It's not. Yeah, it's got a little lime juice, so maybe that acidity's helped cook the outside.
Right, anyway, someone needed a deep thing.
Yeah, I'll say. So I look back. The first thing I've seen is two or three people reaching over into the window seat to try and get the fella. So it was a situation. Yeah. Then I thought, all right, I'm looking forward because I don't want to see this. I'm very scared of death.
Yeah.
So I've looked forward. This bitch in front of me. Apologies.
Probably didn't deserve that.
This fella in front of me.
There you go.
We kept looking back, he did.
Nosy.
And I was like, see, you thought something else there, didn't you?
Yeah. I thought you'd been...
All you sexist people at home. This fella kept looking back. Shit. Anyway.
He's done us.
And I was thinking in my head, bruv, stop looking.
Yeah.
Like, have some respect, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look forward, mind your business. Something serious is going on back there, you know what I mean? We don't all need to look at this.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's doing my head in. So, a couple more minutes have passed now.
These are crucial minutes.
They are crucial minutes. Now I've looked back again. Shouldn't have done it. Fella was in the middle of the aisle, bro. Shirt off, getting defibrillated. So now I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to get home? When am I going to get home? Where's this plane going to land? What's going on?
Obviously,
this is all mad. Yeah. Like, everything goes through your mind at this point.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Where are we right now? Where are we in the airspace?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Because it's not long, we just took off.
Was there part of you that... So you're looking back at this man being defibbed the fuck out of all...
No. I looked,
but you saw
it and went, boom.
Did it ever cross your mind? Because obviously...
And he was still looking!
You're in a state of panic. Did it ever cross your mind that you were having an out-of-body experience and actually that was you? You're looking at yourself. Did that cross your mind?
No.
That would have crossed my mind immediately.
Because he was a big white man.
But honestly, I would have gone, have I been a white man for 45 years and I've just not known and now I'm looking back and it's me on the floor? I would think it's me because I'm so ego. egotistical and gross.
Yeah, because everything's about
everything's about me. So that you must be me character. Dying. But the good thing is, it's also me trying to save them because I'm everyone. Yeah, yeah.
So see that I look forward.
Oh.
Announcement comes on, right, guys? God, here we go. We've got a medical emergency.
No. No one buys.
We will be coming down the corridor. Sorry, can we get Fat Dead guy out of the middle? We're trying to sell some deodorant here.
I didn't say that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Just saying.
Yeah, no, he's alive. At this point.
Cut that. I don't know.
Keep it every second.
So, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Man. But the announcement comes on. We obviously already have is there a doctor on board announcement. There wasn't.
You think they'd pack one, wouldn't you?
I think a dentist or someone put their hand up and they were just like,
oh, fuck
they
it.
Just need a filly.
Yeah.
Yeah. just relax, bro.
Yeah, as you try.
You sit down.
Mate, fuck off. Has he tried flossing twice a week? Because that it might be a bit late for that, mate. A dentist.
Oh,
I've got an honorary doctorate. Does that count? In textiles. Fuck off. Imagine, of all the time to do the whole our doctor's dentist thing, is when someone's literally dying. A doctor abroad, this is my time. Yep, I've also got my little mirror on the end of a stick. So if we need to look at his molars, I'm perfect. Okay.
But anyway.
So the doctor, the dentist got time to sit down.
We're going to have to land. All right, cool. We're landing in Paris. So we got that far.
Do you mean it's not the worst place to land?
We land in Paris. Check this out. We land in Paris. We touch down. We're there. Bro. Couple gendarmes have jumped on, yeah. Bro, it was so inhumane, yeah. I've just felt barge. They just fuck dragged off. Him off the plane, bro.
You got hit by the dead bod?
No, by the geezers pulling him, but the way they were pulling him was like, just let's get out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Awful.
Bro.
This is honestly, when you told me this. Oh.
They had the thing out there as well. The, you know, the thing that they put
just
around.
A big open fire.
The ambulance was there by the plane as soon as we landed.
Yeah.
We didn't even taxi nowhere or nothing.
Just and on then, the runway.
The body bagged the gentleman right there. And his poor partner was on the plane. Oh, no. And then check this out. A couple of ladies on the plane, they didn't know her, they've gone, can we get off with her? Get off.
Oh. Too soon. Fucking hell.
What a waste of strength.
He's still fucking warm. Jesus, right. Okay, sorry. Can we get off with her? Her husband's
dead. I was going for a good humanity story here. Yeah.
Can we get off with her?
They wanted to get off the plane with her anyway. And the people on the plane have gone, you're not allowed. We can't allow you to get off the plane here because this is what, like, she's getting off, but you're not allowed to comfort her.
Awful.
So she was just left on her own in France with her deceased partner. And we just flew back off. And it just made me think, it made me so much more scared of death than I already was.
That is genuine. I remember
like, imagine you die, people fly off.
Yeah.
And some people mentally, half like me, are like, oh, yeah. I'm glad, you know, I'm getting on.
It's horrible.
Like, I hate to say that. I thought that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
It might seem a bit cruel, but we now have the perspective of this happened about 8 months ago, didn't it? A year ago. And when you told me that story the first time, I genuinely felt sick.
Yeah, like, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
I felt sick on the plane.
Yeah, I would. It is absolutely awful, that.
Like, the fella that just kept watching, I was like, you're sick in the head, bro. Yeah. It's like them people on the motorway, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you mean, which ones?
The ones that slow down to look at the burning vehicle.
What do you think she's done then in Paris with her? Do you think she's had a nice weekend to herself and then took him on walk?
No, I'm not even going to start to tell how I've been doing it.
If I was in Paris with my dead partner, I'd check out a couple of the sites before
going.
You're
going for a weekend at Bernie's, aren't
you? Yeah.
It wasn't even the proper Paris airport as well.
Oh, for fuck's sake. One of the Ryanair ones.
Charles de Gaulle?
Yeah, something
else. Not the Charles de Gaulle. You're practically a Leon. Right, sloppers, we are on the edge of greatness. As you can see, we just took a little break from the brilliant Sloppy Joe's podcast from New York with Adam McCullough. But there are more important matters at hand. As you can see in front of me, delicious ray of wings. And as you can see, mine and the wonderful Rich from Wingfest body, we have got Wing Festival merch on because the edge of greatness means Manchester Wingfest is very, very soon. And Rich is the brains behind Wingfest. So a big round of applause. Just me. I'll add in some sound effects, Rich.
Thank you, Joe. Lovely, lovely intro.
Thank you for coming up to Manchester.
Pleasure.
You are the man who created Wingfest. Can you take us back to the first moment you thought, there is a gap in the market to just eat wings and drink booze all day?
I can, actually. I can take you the original spark, 2013. Wow. 2014 was the first event, but 2013 I started a chicken wing stall.
Wow.
And I used to stock the chicken wings. The chicken wings used to come from my family farm, family chicken farm. So I'm a chicken farmer by trade. If you cut me open, feathers pour out of me. I'm not a chicken farmer. No, sorry. Not a chicken clucker. I'm a chicken clucker's son. Whatever
that's
it is.
A good one. After Wingfest in London, ask Rich to say that again.
No, thank
we
you.
Won't be able to.
So we that was the original spark. Started off a street food stall. And then I saw a festival in America, a Wingfest.
Yeah.
And we actually lucky enough to go to it. It was the first international competitor as a Wingfest trader from the UK or wing trader from the UK. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, it was in Buffalo. The home of Buffalo Wings.
Of course.
And they are so passionate about chicken wings, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Every person down the street does not mind being stopped and asked, what is your favorite chicken wing or how should you cook a chicken wing? Yeah. So we had a great time. Our wings didn't win. They weren't enjoyed by the American palate.
Oh, so we went over there with a wing.
Yeah, we went over the wing. Ours weren't salty or sweet enough for the American palate.
So they want more like more
their wings aren't. I was just going to say their wings aren't very good. But, challenge accepted. So I thought, but anyway, their passion for wings would, if we could recreate that over here in the UK,
yeah. We've
got an event. So yeah, brought it back to London, told everyone I was going to do a wing fest. Everyone thought I was mad. They were like, what do you mean? A chicken wing fest? I was, yeah. But then when they thought about it for a second, they were like, actually, chicken wing festival, yeah. 300 people in a pub car park was the first event. Tickets sold out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then it's just gone from strength to strength. And here we are 10 years later doing 5 events, 35,000 people around the country. The biggest one in London is 15,000 people.
Incredible.
And the nation's appetite for chicken wings doesn't seem to be letting up.
I think it's generally gotten more and more. I think people are really understanding what the chicken wing can do.
Without a doubt. Like, I mean, every year the traders' chicken wings get better and better. Mm. And the next year, they're like, well, those guys won. How did they win? Look at that wing. How can I make my wing better? And they've all elevated themselves. And we have these league tables. You obviously, back in the day, we used to rate wings out of 10. Then we had to start coming up with a new score. So then we came up with this category called elite level.
Yeah.
And there are now traders that it's unfair to call them elite level because they're better than the ones we were calling amazing. Elite level. So we're just calling it new scale.
Love it.
You just go new scale.
New scale. New scale wings.
Yes, new scale.
Was there a moment for you, Rich, out of any of the festivals where you had a moment to yourself about what you've created and you're like, crikey, this is mad. Can you think of any moment in any of the wing fests?
So there was two. There was the first one when we were in the Olympic Park in London and the first time we did 10,000 people.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, okay, this is pretty cool. Just people yamming wings, buffalo sauce everywhere. And the second one is when I took the business full time.
Yeah.
And we decided we were going to go to another city. And the first city we went to after London was Manchester.
Brilliant. So I was there on it.
You were. That's where we met. That's where we became pals.
It was one of the best weekends of my life. Yeah. I was a chicken wing fan. For ages.
I think you were a judge, weren't you?
I was a judge. Yeah. No, I was a judge the year after. Yeah, I was okay. DJing in the first
year. Of course
year.
You were. You were DJing. Of course I was.
And then I messaged you. because I saw it coming up. I got your email and I just said, listen, I'm a chicken wing boy. I'm from Manchester. Can I help out? And next thing you know, we had a meeting over the phone and there I was
on
the stage helping out.
A little sly message going, hi, about that judge's position.
I'll never forget the first time I saw, which is probably a lot of people's highlight of the Wingfest, is the Inferno sort of...
The lava wing
yeah. challenge. Yeah. I was thinking of crazy words to describe how hot these wings are. That is a spectacle in itself.
So I think you might have touched on this story before, but there was that one with a fella, his face had snot and buffalo sauce and vomit coming out of every offering, but he couldn't believe how hot it was. And he stormed off stage. And the only thing he could decide that was going to, you know, quench the heat was he ripped that ice cream out of the kid's hand, didn't he? Stuffed it in his face. Aww. And he went, it's not effing doing anything, and just then threw it back at the ice cream van.
It's one of the best stories of all time for me. That.
I think the last I saw of him, he was, had some paramedics around him.
Yeah.
Security pinning him down, paramedics around him.
So the Lava Wing Challenge is about 12 people all sacrificing their night because there's no point of no return, but it's all for the pride.
Mm.
And you often find the ones that don't look as tough or... You know, quite a lot of the winners are like females as well.
Yeah.
Who have got this incredible palate.
Yeah.
And they smash it.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Can you now spot a lava wing eater?
I don't think you can spot a winner, but you can spot a loser. We get a lot of lads, I've got this, I eat loads of spicy wings. And they, you go, okay, and you come. And they get up on stage quite often with their top off and their sunglasses on. And you know they're going to be the first to go. Yeah,
of course they are.
And 99% of the time, they are always the first to go. You know, and you see them very quickly down the side, vomiting up, pouring milk on their heads. And because it isn't designed to be a nice sauce.
No,
there's nothing nice about it. So anything you think you know about spice, forget it. Forget it. It is there to hurt. Like, we put diesel in it. You know, we put... poppers in it.
It's chemically, made to
It's there to hurt people. Like, it is, like, you know, it's weapons grade,
but unbelievable if you can manage it. Like, the pride, there is nothing like the pride of the winner.
Oh.
They walk off like world champion. I've seen people's faces before. It was all worth it, whatever may happen tomorrow, and God bless them.
Yeah,
it was all worth it. You want to see, I always think about, you know, what the next day must be chaos. That poor, you know, if you've got Andrex toilet roll, that poor puppy on the front of that packet does not want to see what's coming out of their asses. I fucking love it.
And that's the thing. I mean, there is definitely a moment of glory, and the right people don't even ask what they win. They just say they're happy with pride. Some people are like, what do we win if we do it? And we're, you know, like, what do you mean? What kind of, you're not right for this competition.
No.
But there is obviously a lot of pride, and they get up on stage and they are belle of the ball for the rest of the event, or as long as they can handle before they have to be wheeled home. But the unfortunate thing of an event of a competition like this is the aftermath. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you will wake up and you will, if someone gave you a gun, you'd probably shoot yourself, because the pain throughout your body, particularly when it comes out the other end, is undescribable.
Yeah.
You know how dogs clean their bums on the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if you were a dog, but doing that through broken glass. That is what it would feel like the next morning.
But listen, you don't have to do it, because you can do, it's like I'm forced. What you can do is enjoy the finest wings on the planet. And they are. Like, they are. You've got a choice of a buffalo wing, which is what everyone has to achieve, and they can do it in so many different ways. And we have tasted... Like, you think just buffalo sauce is just, you know, hot sauce, butter, and you think that's it. But there's so much that people find ways to sort of tinker with it. What are some of your highlights?
So, you're absolutely right. You know, back in the day, it was the buffalo wing that has made wings really, you know, particularly the Western world, become famous and popular. And quite a basic recipe. So it's a cayenne-based hot sauce with a bit of butter in it, fried up, slosh it over. What wings are doing now, especially in the UK, not so much in the States, is they are these wonderful appendages that are being shown for the quality of meat that they are, and there is no stopping what people are doing to them. They've said of them becoming like a side order, or just that they are now on every menu. They are a work of art. The chefs take pride in them.
Yeah.
Visually, they're beautiful. The flavor pairings, the sauce pairings, the dip pairings. Quite often the garnish is obviously massive.
Yeah.
And then even how, like, the sauce is dressed. I mean, some people are tossing them. Some people are serving on the side. Mm. Some people are drizzling. I mean, these are drizzled.
These are drizzled. Yeah, what we've got in front of us is for Manchester. So what you've got remaining left for the Wingfest fans, and I know many of them, the sloppers, have already got tickets. You've got Manchester, Birmingham and Bristol. All dates and all links to the tickets are below. Birmingham being a bank holiday weekend will be brilliant, by the way.
Yep.
And then Manchester's on the 12th and the 13th, which is also going to be incredible.
Yeah.
But Bristol, I just got a soft spot for Bristol.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Like, I mean, we all like
Bristol.
The venue's wonderful. We've been at the same venue now for 5 years. It's set on the water, next to the river.
It was quite euphoric. I remember there was a euphoric moment.
Yeah.
On the either the Saturday or the Sunday, where the sun was going down over the harbour.
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional talking about it. Everyone was a little bit tipsy. There was a band on, or there was a tune on, and everyone was singing, and it just felt like one of the best weekends of my life.
Well, I think that's it, because after you have stuffed your face with wings,
yeah,
you have a beer and you watch the entertainment, isn't
yeah,
it?
There's music, a lot going
there's
on.
Dancing, there's fair, you know, there's some of the events, there's fairground rides, and then once you've done that and you've made a bit of room again, you go back to eating more chicken wings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right. It's a full day out. It's a fun day out. Like you're either there in big groups of mates or with your family, with your wingman, your wingwoman.
Yes.
And if you're right, and if you catch the weather right, yeah, it's very euphoric.
I've got a plan for everyone, the best way of doing Wing Festival. And it is whatever your time slot is, try and get there nice and early.
Yeah.
Okay. And then separate as a group. Go to different queues and see the first maybe 10, 20 minutes as queuing time.
Yeah.
Then you get so many different wings on the table. You maybe get like 10 or 15 from each vendor, and then you get like a little buffet.
Yeah.
Enjoy them.
Yeah.
Then get boozy.
Yeah.
Get the beers flowing. And then you'll see that sort of towards the end of your time, the queues go down a bit. You're going
again. Well, I mean, you are a master, isn't it? You're an experienced wing fester now. You know how it rocks.
That is the way.
And like you say, it's quite good if you go with a few people, you send each one out to a different queue.
Yeah. And then come back together, try little bits from different places like that. It's brilliant.
And get geeky with it as well.
Get geeky with it. Right.
Yeah.
Let's have a little conversation about what we've got in front of us. Yard and Cooper at Manchester. Yard and Cooper have been with you for a long, long time.
They have, yeah.
They're a brilliant chicken place in Northern Quarter. I've got a shout out there. Salt and pepper wings. Can I get on that, Carl? Yeah, salt and pepper wings there. And like a barbecue wing for you there. The buffalo wing, though, is what we're going to be trying to see if it gets into the 9 out of 10 club. I'm going to grab one. It gets a little bit messy on the show. You just got to go with it. I'm going to get one with a bit more blue cheese on.
Yeah.
Actually, let me just dip some blue cheese in there. You take one of them. I'll eat this.
I'm going to go really blue cheesy. Mm. Just do the whole lot. Very nice. Professional. Thank you.
Oh, wow. I do love a Yard and Coop buffalo wing. Got a right amount of heat to it. Lovely little spice. I think that's delicious, that.
The fact that we can strip the meat straight off the bone like that also shows it's cooked very...
Yeah, and it's been there for about 10, 15 minutes. So, you know, Yard and Coop will be one to watch at this year's Wingfest, and it's definitely the 9 out of 10 club for me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, delicious, as always.
Before we go back to New York, and before we go and speak to Macola and Joe and myself, I'm back there in New York. Grill or no grill is returning. Now this is one of the highlights of my weekend. I get to host it alongside Alton Barbecue World. You can win a big barbecue as well at Wingfest. That's brilliant.
Yeah, you can. So Alton Barbecue introduced their version of a very well-known game show called Grill or No Grill. Yeah. It came in last year and it is spectacular. It just raises the event that bit more. You might end up with a thermometer.
Yes, unfortunately, the prizes do go from stickers.
Yeah, you might end up with a sticker,
but then you can get like a $2,000 barbecue. Yeah,
I think last year, out of the five shows, four people. So five shows, two grill or no grills per show per festival. I think four people went home with the top spot, which is a $2,000 barbecue.
That we need to make them numbers bigger this year as well.
Yeah.
So that's the Chicken Shed stage that I'm hosting. Wingfest will be the best weekend of your life. It is wingfest.co.uk/tickets. You'll see me there. In Manchester as well, you'll see the Sloppy Joes there. And of course, you'll see Rich there every single day. So if you see him and you've liked him, go, I loved you on the Sloppy Joes. And he has these secret little yellow beer tokens. He might give you one. What's the code word, though?
You don't need a code. Basically, if you chat to me about wings...
Yeah, that's... I've seen the way you give wings up. If you just make conversation with Rich about how good wings are, this little secret little yellow token...
Your chances are you'll get... If you tell me who your favourites are, what you like, what you don't like, how much you love wings, you'll end up with a booze token in your hand. No problems.
All I can say is thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for supporting Sloppy Joe's. Should we dive into all these wings now whilst we head back to New York City? Bye, Sloppers. Get to Wingfest. Bye. Bye.
Ethan, have you got any stories of people getting hurt on a plane?
No, but I've never been a fan of planes. I've always been quite scared. There was one guy in a pub. I don't know if I told the story before. At the Grafton Arms.
Piece, we'll go with it.
Yeah,
have I told this before?
I don't think so.
No, go on.
Oh, the Grafton Arms pub quiz. And the lad...
Always goes off that.
Yeah, it pops off.
Oh, it's incredible, the Grafton Arms. I miss it. And one of the lads who always does the quiz, he always does it by himself. I can't remember his name now. But he just... I was looking... I just turned to have a look because I heard a bit of rustling. Oh, no. And he just froze on his chair on the big stool and he just fell on the floor and he was like seizuring and that. So I went over to see if he was all right and that. And then
give him the answers to a couple as well.
Right. Yeah,
couple of Canada. Fucking hell, he's fate.
Right.
It gets quick.
By the way, I'm laughing at Ethan.
So now we are in a situation where there is a man having a seizure on the floor, and our first responder is Ethan James.
Yeah.
What on fuck do you do in that situation?
Well, the first thing I was gonna do, Joe, was. I was going to put my hand in his mouth to check his tongue, but then...
What do you mean?
No, that's good.
You seem like a puppet.
Just stroking his tongue.
No, that's a good idea, that. Well, make sure he's not swallowed his tongue.
Well, that's what I thought, Drew, but then I got immediately stopped by someone else saying, don't do that, because they kind of clamp down like that on your finger.
Oh, God.
And you could lose your finger.
You were going to... check this guy's tongue.
So you went to check his tongue. Did you touch his lips first? Like, how did you?
Well, no, I was getting
his lips with two fingers.
No, I didn't get to the point of contact. I went over and then I was saying, oh, like he was just shaking away, wasn't he?
So I was wasn't just, he? Why well, yeah, did no one else say something sooner?
No,
we've
was.
Got a keeler.
So he's having a time.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
So I'm just like Chris. I was like tapping him on the shoulder, saying like, "Oh, you're all right, Chris. You're all right. It's fine." I think Chris Cross. Yes.
Chris Cross.
Chris Cross.
Sorry, what in the 90s R&B are we on
Pepper
about?
Song?
Chris Cross will make you jump, will he?
What's going on here?
What do you mean?
That's a funeral Cross? Song, wasn't it?
Wasn't there a crossword magazine called Chris Cross?
Chris Cross will make it. Right. Jump, so Chris Cross.
But luckily, the Grafton Arms is right next to. The Royal Infirmary.
It actually is right next to Manchester Royal Infirmary.
Oh, is it?
It's on the grounds of the hospital.
Yeah, it literally couldn't be closer. So the paramedics came in and took Chris away, and the old pub got up and clapped for Chris.
What do you mean? Then, like it was the fucking... Like it's Thursday night at 8 p.m.
So we'll clap off Chris, and then one of these mates who was with him, it was one of the bar staff... Chris left his phone there, and we're like, oh, we'll just continue to play the quiz on Chris's phone. And so it's all connected up, so like the quickest person who gets it, their name comes up on the screen, and the bar staff for one of the questions was quickest on Chris's device. And Chris usually languishes like down the bottom towards the relegation spots. So he's not a top quizzer, but one of the bar staff got the answer right, and his name come up Chris Cross on the screen, and everyone just started applauding, going, "Yeah, go on!"
It's what I would have wanted. We've stayed logged in on his phone, which I think is treason. Actually, that's like the equivalent. That's like opening someone's letter without their permission, isn't it? Staying on his phone and answering for what at this point. As far as we're aware, could be a dead person.
But the thing is with Chris, Joe,
he would have wanted it. He would have wanted that. That's what Chris would have wanted.
He always steps on his phone as well.
He's
reinvestigating his death, and they're like, he did 1,000 steps after his death. What's going on here? He couldn't have been dead then. He's the Grafton Arms.
He's never started a quiz and not finished it, Chris, so we wanted to keep up his...
I love that. What happened to Chris? Longer term?
No, I think he's. I think it's just a thing that happens to him.
He sort of knows it's going to come.
Yeah.
In the pub quiz the week after, what happened to Chris was the first question.
Oh.
Death.
Probably. No, that's probably why he chooses that particular pub quiz, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good point.
If he did one in Cumbria or something where there's no hospital for 200 miles, then
that's
he's
a big claim. That I think in Cumbria there's no hospital for 200 miles.
Okay, at sea. At sea, then that's another.
Quickly about New York, you enjoying it, Joe?
Yeah, really great food. I had a lovely chicken parm on the first night, which I've wanted for years. I've never really had one. It's sort of a Geordie classic, isn't it?
Middlesbrough, Drew.
Oh, sorry, Middlesbrough and a northeast classic. Obviously, it's Italian as well. Like a chicken breadcrumb fried.
How's that happened, do you think?
I don't know. And I was talking to my driving instructor about
it. It's not Italian, it's American.
Yeah, Italian-American.
But my driving instructor's a Geordie, and we were talking about the Palmo. But I think the Palmo has a bechamel sauce, doesn't it? It doesn't have a tomato sauce.
Yeah, it's like a... That's
like
both.
A creamy. Does it have both?
Oh, I'm not the right person.
Yeah, it's cream and then tomato.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So that's the difference. The chicken parmesan.
Are you a mushroom cream man and your sauce tomato?
I'm usually tomato. Yeah. I like that tang. Yeah. I need that acidity. Yeah. Tomato, but that was delicious. Yeah. That came with a little carbonara, which was fantastic. No, cacio e pepe, which is just pasta with pepper.
That's fucking nice, though, isn't it?
So good, isn't
it?
So good. That was great. And then we had a Joe's Pizza, which was excellent. Really, very good. We went to a diner, which was fantastic. I think some of the videos and bits and bobs of this will be going out for the patrons.
What did you steal?
So if you're not a patron, make sure you go over to Patreon. What? I stole a mug.
Oh, you did as well. First, though, as well. You know when you have like.
Oh, couldn't steal a mug.
I stole a mug from the diner, but you know, we've got to do it, haven't we? Sometimes it's a little souvenir for me. But yeah, there'll be more food, and also if you want to see the full food stuff, make sure you check out the Patreon because you've done a little vlog, haven't you?
We've got lots of vlogs going up, which I'm excited to share. Yeah.
So patreon.com/SloppyJoe'sPodcast.
Behind the scenes stuff, innit?
Yeah.
We're going to game tomorrow.
Yeah, big game tomorrow. I'm excited to talk about it when we like. We should all get back together in
how incredible is it? We're going to be doing like a live show at a tailgate party.
Yeah,
that's going to be pretty incredible. What is, for those who don't know, what's a tailgate party?
It's like a American car boot sale, but it's barbecue and beers.
I hope there's some ribs.
There will be ribs.
I love ribs. There will be ribs. That's Daniel Day Lewis.
You're going to Houston, are you?
Huh?
You're going to Houston?
Yeah, we're going to Houston, but we might not have time for any ribs because we're just driving straight there.
And Jay's making you do the
JFK thing.
Yeah.
You excited about that?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Let's go see where JFK got shot.
Where he got absolutely blotto. Hey, did you know that JFK was alive when he got to hospital?
Really?
Did he get his head shot through? He was still alive when he arrived at the hospital for like 20 minutes and they operated on him and he died on the operating table.
Oh, good.
His Mrs. was next to him as well, isn't it?
Tough stuff,
that's
isn't
so it? That's so sad, that.
And I think we've come full circle there.
We have indeed.
Yeah, You thought yours was bad. You thought yours was bad. Well, let's just have 1 second for Lady Kennedy, in all of this, as I like to call her.
Applause for Lady Kennedy.
Jackie.
Sloppers, we'll see you soon.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Rest in peace, Tony Bennett. Let's sing Rags to Riches on the way out. Yeah.
Rags to Riches.
Bye, everyone. Wave, Ethan.
If you would only say you care.
Ta-ra.